Hello, my name is Paige Weisenbach, and this is my partner, Mackenzie Hughes. Today is September 23rd, 2020, and we are currently interviewing for the OSU's Oral Archives, and today we will be interviewing Sam and Manja. What was it like growing up where you guys lived?
So, can you rephrase your question?
Yeah, what is the...
Where I'm from?
Yeah, what was it like growing up there?
So, can I do first?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Nhat Vo. So, I'm from Vietnam, and now I grew up in Vietnam for 22 years old, and I moved in the U.S. for 4 years. Yeah. This is my country. Yeah, I'm from Vietnam. Do you see that?
All right, and then Manja?
My name is Manja, and I'm from Spain. Like, I was born in Spain and grew up in Spain as well. But my parents are Chinese, and grow up in Spain is a little bit different because my culture is like mixed, like Spanish and Chinese.
And what brought you to Tulsa? Why'd you come to TCC?
So for me, so I come to CC because my parents to move here, and then so we are decided to study here. So before that, I have been in the Seattle, Washington State for 2 years. Yeah, so that's the reason I'm here.
Okay.
I'm studying TCC because, I don't know, my family put me in like community college, and after the ESL class, I can transfer to universities.
Do you notice many cultural differences between where you were at and now?
Different for the culture? Between our culture and the U.S. culture?
Yes.
What do you want to say, right? That, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's really difficult because I grew up in my country, and then so I just moved here for 4 years, and then so everything, it changed. And then so I have to learn a lot of things in the American culture. For example, for a pupil, people about the communicate and about the school too, yeah.
All right, and then Manja?
Difference. For me, the only difference is like everything in the US is very far away, but in Spain, like everything is very near. You can go by bus or walking.
Do you notice any similarities between our cultures?
Similarities. I don't know. I'm not sure.
What you say, ma'am?
Did you notice any similarities when you came here?
I'm not sure about that yet.
Are classes like the ones you took back home, or are they different?
For the class, it's really different. So I have time to go to the university in my country, and then so with the professor, they just stay sitting in the board and they talk about the major. But with the US, I think it's a little bit different because they focus for more than with the time for attention in the class, and then they help the student more practice with the major. That's the thing I get. Yeah.
Do you notice any differences between the classes, Manja?
I don't know because I haven't finished my high school in Spain yet. And I came here to study English. So I haven't started university in Spain. So I don't know what is the difference.
So you're in high school and college?
Oh, không cô.
No,
kinh nghiệm một cái gì biết không? Mình muốn phải sơn mấy cái đồ này á, là phải sơn một cái lớp đỏ khác ở dưới.
Is there big differences in the food that we have here?
Yes, I think in Spain, I like in my house, I just eat like Chinese food that my mom made.
And when here, you don't want to eat, was there different options?
Yes, like here, there's more Asian food and Italian food or Mexican food. But in Spain, they have more like Spanish food, like, I don't know.
What are some examples?
Like in Spain, if you go out to eat, you can go like only Spanish food, Spanish restaurant or Chinese restaurant. But there's a few like Korean restaurant or Japanese restaurant from other countries.
And then Sam?
As for me, I think it's very different because in my country, we have like restaurant, but we have like the highlight, the street food. Yeah, it's really different because the street food always do delicious for everybody to visit or live in my country. That's why I thought like, not that the different for the culture, but I think in Americans have the best way for food because they have a lot of things, kind of the food from the country. For example, like Vietnamese food, Korean food, Chinese, Mexican, or American food too. Yeah, that's the thing like multi-choice for in US, I guess, yeah.
I agree. I think we do have more choices, but I feel like our quality is not as good. I've read lots of things about how people really love like fresh fish and stuff on like the vendors and stuff.
Oh, you mean like that kind of like the food is frozen? It's not kind of like the fresh food, right? Or the steak is like not to set. Same or exactly for where they from?
By living here, did you learn to appreciate your culture more?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, like living here, seeing all the ways that we live in our culture, did you learn to appreciate your culture more, or is it the same?
For me, I think it's the same for me.
Same.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing too.
Are you planning to join any clubs and get involved in school, or are you just interested in learning the language?
For me, I really like to enjoy with the club. Kind of like I Actually, I'm so curious with the dance club, like, and it's something is changing my mind because I always to feel like I'm boring and need to something like different thing for that. But I'm so like embarrassing to apply or looking for or find some club for that because I'm not too confident with my English. That's why I think like that hard for me right now. Yeah.
I don't really understand the question.
Like joining clubs, like say a chess club or joining a soccer team or dance team.
Yeah.
You ever think about that?
Oh, yes, I think I thought about that, but now with the situation is difficult and my parents doesn't really want me to enjoy any clubs. So I don't know.
What kind of difficulty have you come across with English being your second language?
Sorry?
What kind of difficulties do you come across with English being your second language? Do people find it hard to understand you?
Yes, yeah, sometimes. It's really difficult for they understand what I say. Sometimes, yeah.
Like, I understand everything like the people said, but I'm very difficult. I can't express myself. Like, the people don't understand me well.
Okay. Do you have a favorite place that you like to visit in the U.S. right now?
Can you say one more time, ma'am?
What is your favorite place to visit in the U.S.?
What is the favorite place in the U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have it. So I have been in the Seattle. So this is the best place I think I want to come back to visit because they have like sea, mountain. They have a lot of place to get. We have like enjoy with activity. For example, for spring, we can go to visit with the tulip flower, or we can go to the farm is have a lot of thing in there. Or summer, we can go to the waterfall, and they have a lot of waterfall. Or winter, so they have the mountain, and we can do skiing or skiing or something. Yeah. Or hiking to on the mountain. That's the great best. Yeah. Yeah. If you have time, you can go to the Seattle one more time. Yeah. It's really awesome.
It sounds like it.
I really want to visit Hawaii.
Hawaii. Me too.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Everything like is. I like the summer in the beach, the ocean.
Yeah. Lấy giùm con đi con ra liền.
Is there any positive experiences that you've experienced here?
What do you mean?
What do you think?
Like, is there any experiences that stand out to you as being good things?
You mean like, what's the experience for the good thing in there?
Yeah.
Another thing I can get here is almost I miss a lot of people, but they are really friendly. Another thing I can get that because sometimes I get a trouble. But, you know, so with my country, the culture is really difficult to talk or advise someone to help me. But if I can to do that, that's a good thing. Yeah. Yeah. And they really open. I mean, like, outgoing. Yeah.
Can you repeat the question, please?
What are some positive experiences that you've had while you've been here?
Oh, positive. Like everything, everybody's very kind, because when I go to Walmart and everything, I don't know how to speak. Maybe I don't know how to explain something, and everyone is like very, very kind, I don't know, like help me to find the things that I want to find.
So everybody's friendly in America. Do people act different where you're from?
No. Like it's the same.
What about you, Sam?
No. I'm either. Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add about moving to a new country? Do you have any tips that you would give to someone else in your situation?
Before go to another country, learn a little bit the language of that country. And after, it will be easy to make friends and everything.
That's a good one. Oh. Is there anything you can think of, Sam?
So I'm just a little bit confused, like your question. What?
Are there any tips that you would give someone moving to another country?
Oh, gotcha. So, someone to travel another country, right? Oh, yeah. So I think the best way, you have to confident and then friendly before you want to travel another country. Because this is the key you can to make friends with the people in the country you travel. Yeah. And then so more important, you have to learn a little bit to their language. Like, for example, you travel in the US, you have to learn a little bit for English, or travel in Korean, you have to learn a little bit for Korean. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. The language more, I think the most important for to travel another country. If you don't have the tour guides or something like to do to travel, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Did you guys have any trouble adapting while you were moving in?
Yeah. I did. So I have been in the Thai when I have the job. So, or I travel a lot of a lot of place like China, Singapore, and the Indonesia, kind of like the Asian country.
Yeah. Okay. The Minja?
You repeat. Okay.
Yeah, did you have any trouble adapting coming here?
Yes, because difficult, trouble living here?
Yeah.
Yes, because everything is very far, and if you want to go somewhere, you have to drive with a car, and I don't have my own car, and I'm under 18, so I can't drive by myself.
Okay. All right. How old are you?
17. Oh, am I?
Yeah.
17. Ah, she's 17.
You both are 17?
Yes, I'm going to turn 18 next month.
Cool. And is it hard learning English?
Me? Yes, because, well, I learned it, like, I think every country learned English since they're little, like in school, everything, but it's difficult because there's so many vocabulary that's different between with your language. So you have to learn and remember the vocabulary. Yeah, you have to learn it and use in your life. So I think that's good.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we end the meeting? No?
All right. Sam, is there anything you'd like to add? Or are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to stop recording.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Okay.
Are we done?